Bird, 3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Ukraine war, people don't realize why Russia was forced to occupy. There was a plan, and no one knows what that plan was about. But out of the United Nations, Russia, before the UN, they said that the crisis in Ukraine was sparked by the West's disregard for the crimes of the neo-Nazis. And the permanent representative to the United States Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, he said at one of the meetings, quote, he said, "At this point, the focus should be on improving the situation that led to the crisis that we are going through. It did not begin with Russia's special military operation in Ukraine. It was sparked much earlier, as for 8 years before, the West has been turning a blind eye to the crimes of the Ukrainian neo-Nazis in Donbass. And because of the UN turning a blind eye and the nations of Europe, Russia was forced to send military into Ukraine. The UN Security Council meeting failed to offer a word of compassion to Donbass's residents, its homes in Donbass destroyed by Ukrainian troops and nationalists. The Western media outlets are now shamelessly passing off as the consequences of our military operation in Ukraine." So, in February 2022, Vladimir Putin announced the special military operation based on a request from the heads of the Donbass republics. See, no one knows about that. The Russians were asked to come in and intervene because of the crimes of the Nazis that had occupied Ukraine since after World War II. The Russian leader stressed that Moscow had no plans to occupy Ukrainian territories, and that is true. Russia doesn't need another headache. Russia would prefer that the eastern part of Ukraine would be left alone and govern themselves. Now, the western side of Ukraine, I believe that, if I remember correctly, the nations adjacent to Western Ukraine at one time was part of those countries. It was actually, I think, Hungary. I'm trying to remember the other two nations. But Ukraine was, at one time, there was no such thing as Ukraine. The territory, yeah. This is where it all began. Now, what has happened, the sanctions of the United States and America's allies sanctioning Russia in every way possible has hurt the European nations and has caused a backlash. So here we are, 2 years later, 2 years plus 3 months later, roughly. And this was out of RussiaToday.com. But many of the articles that are referred to in today's article out of Russia Today are actually bits and pieces of articles coming out of the United States of America. A former White House official has acknowledged the reality of growing resistance to the country, to America's imperialism. And the headline is, American elites are starting to concede that the world is in rebellion against the United States and Washington has nobody to blame but itself. An interesting speech recently in Tallinn, Estonia, former White House official Fiona Hill showed that at least someone in Washington has had enough self-awareness to see what's happening in the world. Hill acknowledged that the conflict in Ukraine has sparked a global proxy rebellion. This is in just a little over a year. The nations of the world, really, you can see by the articles out of South America, out of Africa, Central America, Central Europe, Central America, out of Europe, out of China, out of Asia. The nations that have basically said enough to American imperialism. This isn't a trend. This isn't a fad. You know, we have every year there are trends. In the 70s, bell bottoms. To a degree, bell bottoms are back. This isn't a trend that is taking place presently. This is a rebellion of the nations against America's imperialism, our hegemonic control over the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Revo Knives. I wanted to come to you specifically right now for this week only, this Friday, June 2nd and June 3rd, Saturday. I'm going to be at the Shields in Johnstown, laser engraving knives right on the spot with your names, initials, maybe a saying, something like that. We're looking to move some Shields inventory from our Revo Knives. Hope to see you there. This again, Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might
private line to talk.
A gangster's paradise, Ukraine, money laundering, drug traffic, laundering, there are human trafficking, one of the most corrupt nations in the world. Not the most evil, but corrupt. Now, because of a big prophecy for our time in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We're not just talking about like during the Vietnam War. Every night, Walter Cronkite would come on and discuss the programs or what had happened, military action in that day in Vietnam. American deaths, things of that nature. But in this situation with Ukraine, it's the same. But this time, because American soldiers aren't involved, American people aren't paying attention. But we should be paying attention, especially the Christian community. The government is paying attention. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 are the two chapters that clearly present Russia to the world in the years before Christ returns in her glory, as she has matured to be the nation she needs to be to fulfill the prophecies in those two chapters. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. The land of Magog is Russia. When Vladimir Putin invaded, it was a declaration to the Western world that Russia had basically decided it was time to turn the tables. I have an article, in this article that I'm reading from, American elites are starting to concede that the world is rebelling against the U.S. and Washington has nobody to blame but itself. In this article, it's very interesting the way that this it is written. So, to continue. This is Russia. There's only one nation, really, that would take a stand against empire. They've taken a stand, and this ties into what is coming in another less than a year, I think, two maybe at the most, and the coming election in the United States of America. With this coming election, the Democrats have no candidate. The Republican Party, the professionals, don't have a candidate either. The professionals, the professional Republicans, all they have is nobody. The conservative Republicans, Donald Trump is still gaining momentum. As he gains momentum for this coming election, I have a feeling that the continuity of government that has got to protect the structure of this nation, the Republicans, Democrats who are working together to do the evil to the American people that they've been doing for 50, 60, 80 years, they have to continue to control, they maintain control of this nation. And the MAGA people, the conservative people, and many Democrats are changing and realized that there is no option really other than Donald Trump. Well, I'm hoping that we have an election, and then I'm hoping that whoever is elected takes office in January. It didn't happen last time. Why would it happen this time? One of the strategies of the United States government, the cabal, the global government, the shadow government, the deep state, the hidden government, is to provoke Russia to respond and retaliate, and we can declare war. By declaring war, we can seize the election. We can stop it. We can freeze it. Halt it. I'm just wondering what's going to happen in the months to come. Here we're talking about possible war with Russia. Then another thing, China. China and Russia joining together in a open rebellion. Not a rebellion. It's a statement by Russia and China. They are no longer going to sit by idly and let the United States and the unipolar world direct what happens in this nation and in the world, especially. That's a threat. Then with Russia and China and the BRICS nations and momentum of more nations to join that network of nations, that is a threat. Is something going to happen between now and the election time or soon after that is going to halt the change that should take place in administration to halt it? Ron DeSantis is not going to be president. Michelle Obama is not going to be president. If we go to a situation where Joe Biden just happens to make it to election time, I know he's not going to win. I can't give you, personally, there are so many scenarios, I don't know where to begin in a sense. But now, coming back to Russia, is in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, the near future, the changes that are going to take place, we're watching. The nations are in rebellion against the, we can call it the dollar, de-dollarization, petrodollar, American hegemony, the globalist agendas, one of the agendas, the transsexual movement, transgender movement, the poisoning, the destroying, the attack on people internationally through vaccinations, through diseases, through big pharma, the medical international health organization. It is quite true, going on with the article, it is quite true, as many of us see, from the very start of Moscow's military offensive in the spring of last year, there is a rebellion against American hegemony. The kickback has been a long time coming. The United States has brought it upon itself through its own deeds. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Firstly, it has to be pointed out that the old Soviet Union, modern Russia's predecessor, led a rebellion against American hegemony through much of its history. Especially during the Cold War, Moscow's support was critical for third world countries striving to overturn centuries of Western colonialism in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. I've talked about just last week how Britain controlled China through opium, through drugs, doping up a whole society. And now the United States, our biggest trade is not wheat, corn, anything. The biggest trade of the American government is drugs. Legal or illegal, it's drugs. More money in the drug trade than anything else. Yes, there's big money in weapons through the military and these companies that build arms, definitely. But drugs, especially during the Cold War, Moscow's support was critical for third world countries striving to overturn centuries of Western colonialism in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. The U.S. took it upon itself to forcefully defend the colonial system. Indeed, the Cold War was really a giant proxy war between the United States and the Soviet Union over colonialism. We weren't fighting for land. Russia wasn't fighting for land. True, this is really true, this point of colonialism. The U.S. fighting to maintain the system and the Soviet Union fighting to dismantle it. Well, guess what? It is being dismantled. Much of the world's population continues to be grateful for the help they received from the Soviets in breaking their colonial chains. And now, many of these nations are joining the BRICS network to continue to put the death blow to America. America isn't going to go down quietly. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah talks about America in the years as she begins to lose her power and what America will do in the death throes as a nation. America will go to war with the world. And even to a great degree, the Central European nations are going to be part of the nations that will be destroyed by this country. The NATO nations, at some point they're going to turn and they will no longer stay in step with America's agendas. The Russian Federation recently acknowledged all of this in the foreign policy statement of March 31st, 2023. A policy statement that was just put out, and I have it here, right here in front of me. Somewhere. Oh, here it is on the other side. Nope, that's not it. But anyhow, I do have it. I will find it. I have 300 pieces of paper here, and I can't find the one I'm looking for. I'll read this in just a second. Russia's foreign policy statement, in which it stated the Soviet Union's chief foreign policy achievements were the defeat of Nazism during the Second World War and as part of its successful decolonization of the world. And it's part in that decolonization of the world. And here, once again, Russia's fighting the Nazis. And who is using the Nazis? The United States of America, for our purposes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast on 1360khnc.com. I found the article. We'll get to it when I get back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founders' design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement?
Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room, located at 7 Park Avenue in Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
At Built Design America, a division of CarpetWise, turn your current home into your dream home. They work directly with Kiba Studios, where you can work with professional designers to create a 3D model of your new kitchen before bringing it to life. They also remodel bathrooms and other areas of your home. So to bring your remodel from how to wow, contact Build Design America at 303-772-1202 or stop by their showroom at 665 Frontage Road in Longmont, Colorado.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together soon.
There is a revolution, the nations of the world rebelling against America's colonialization of their nations. So there is a decolonization taking place. And Russia, again, had a foreign policy statement here the last day of March. I found the article. This is out of the MoscowTimes.com. I always emphasize this administration are fully aware and they are watching intently everything that Russia does, everything Russia does with China, what China is doing with Russia, the BRICS nations. We are at war with the nations, and we are, you might say, taking names. The nations that are going to, that are joining the BRICS family are going to be targeted by the coming Antichrist. When Antichrist takes over as king of this nation, as president of this nation once again, there will come a time when this individual is going to destroy these countries that will go against his agendas and will not worship him. This is maybe not a good time to live in America. The MoscowTimes.com, Russia adopts a new global strategy to curtail Western dominance. March 31st, 2023, a Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday announced a new foreign policy strategy aimed at curtailing Western dominance while drawing the country closer to China and India. This statement alone, again, America is at war with Russia, with Putin. Now, this is why the escalation in Ukraine there's an escalation in that war. Biden has continued every 2 weeks to dump billions more. Not Biden. It's not Biden. I use that generally, supposedly. He is dumping. No, it is whoever is controlling him. Because they know that they cannot allow Russia to cease the operations, to be victorious in the operations in Ukraine. They cannot allow it. They will not allow it. They will continue to send whatever is necessary. America will continue to stiff arm the nations of Europe. Doesn't matter who they are, Germany, England. England is willingly dumping as much as possible in Ukraine, finances, the intelligent agency operatives, along with the CIA, MI5, MI6, CIA. The new strategy, going back to the article, the new strategy appears to view the deterioration of Moscow's relations with the West over its invasion of Ukraine as a long-term geopolitical reality. The Russian Federation, Putin says, the Russian Federation intends to eliminate the worldwide dominance of the United States and other unfriendly countries, meaning European nations, especially England. Boy, you say something like that in this country, you're going to be assassinated. Already, just a week, 10 days ago, there was an assassination attempt on Putin. And just recently, somebody from Ukraine, I forget who, said that they are looking to assassinate him, to assassinate Putin. Russia uses the term unfriendly countries to describe those countries that have condemned the invasion of Ukraine and imposed sanctions in retaliation for Moscow's aggressive military actions. Announcing the document at a meeting of Russia's Security Council, Putin said that updates to Russia's strategy for engagement on the global stage were necessary due to radical changes in global affairs. The radical changes were America began its operation in Ukraine, and very simply, the desire to put nukes in eastern Ukraine and the threat of allowing Ukraine to become a NATO member. Because of that, this was a global affair that Russia could not allow. The strategy reflects the Russian leader's increasingly anti-Western stance in the face of sanctions and Western military support for Ukraine. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the document recognized the existential nature of threats to the security and development of our country, driven by actions of unfriendly states. The United States of America is directly named as the main instigator and driver of anti-Russian sentiment. The new strategy also highlights Russia's strengthening ties with China and India, which are described as friendly, sovereign global centers of power and development. The war is going to get hotter. There's going to continue to be an escalation. I had an article I wanted to read or thought I wanted to present here in the last couple of days, this campaign, the campaign against Russia, they have been stalling, but they're saying we are going to begin the campaign against Moscow, against Russia. The problem is they don't have the manpower, they don't have the skilled soldiers, they have all the weapons that they've been sending, they've been stockpiling in these depots. Russia's been blowing them up. They've been destroyed. And that the plumes, after the destruction of these sites, we find out that the smoke is radioactive, and it's floating west toward the Atlantic. Nations are pretty upset that they're being, you know, their air is contaminated with radioactive particles. Now I'm going to go back to the other article I began with. Okay. So, this is going to continue, and I'm wondering how it's going to affect this coming election. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let me know.
So there is war coming, Things are going to continue to deteriorate. There's no detente. So the article says that after the Eastern European bloc collapsed in 1989, the Soviet Union fell in 1991. And this is really very interesting. The United States saw the opportunity to reassert Western dominance in the world because Russia was no longer there to protect the nations from America's colonization. To reassert Western dominance in the world, largely unchecked. While the United States referred to its goal as Pax Americana, its methods had little to do with peace and everything to do with war. Thus, beginning then, Washington wasted no time in invading and attacking other countries from Panama in 89 to Iraq in 1990, Serbia in 1999, Afghanistan 2001, Iraq again in 2003, Libya in 2011. This does not even count the smaller invasions and many proxy and terror wars waged by the United States during this time, such as Syria beginning in 2011 and in Ukraine with the coup in 2014 during the Obama administration, which they put in their own, we put in our own, the individual that we wanted that was pro, was going to be the best for our objectives. Now, just last week, we began building in Syria, northern Syria, another major military compound. We're in Iraq presently. We have this massive military center in Iraq, which we put in there back in the 90s, began to put it back in, and it is the center for all of our military operations in the Middle East, right there in, I think, Baghdad. Now we're putting one in northern Syria. This is what we do. Now, right after the Soviet Union collapsed, in Russia, the Soviet Union is disbanded, collapsed, eliminated, destroyed. Russia is defeated, destroyed. Then what happens? Here in the good old U.S. of A., under George Bush Sr., he had his gang, he had his cabal of Cheney, Wolfowitz, these individuals who put together a document, a paper, a strategy, a plan called the Project for a New American Century. Immediately, when Russia fell, then they put their plan in, the Project for a New American Century, because there was no resistance. Even China at that time was not strong enough to resist America's hegemonic plans. And we went forward with those plans. And soon thereafter, I think it was, what was his name? Yeltsin of Russia during the 90s when Clinton was president. Yeltsin was basically selling Russia, had agreed with the America's objectives to basically continue to not just weaken Russia, but completely destroy, obliterate, annihilate, and the any thought of the return of Russia as a power internationally. But I'll go back to what I said earlier in the program, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. God said Russia must be a great power and she must have her mature to be the nation that God said she would be. This began when eventually Yeltsin turned over the reins of Russia to Vladimir Putin in the first day of this century. last day of 1999, Vladimir Putin came to power. And from that time forward, Vladimir Putin began to bring Russia back from the ashes to where it is today. And America has tried to still continue to destroy Russia, and we're attempting to do it one more time. No, Russia has a destiny to be punished, but it's not going to be at the hands of America in Ukraine. It will take place in the area that we call present-day Jordan. So we put together Project for a New American Century, and America begins its march toward global control, one world government objectives. And guess what? We would have done it if it hadn't been for Russia. We would have done it if Russia and China had not decided here a little over a year ago to go to complete absolute total war with America. Russia and China are at war with the United States. It's undeclared. Nevertheless, it is evident. It is at war. We are at war with these two countries, and we, America, are at war with any nation that will join the BRICS family. We're at war with the whole world. The Present Truth will be back.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
I'll try to finish out with just a few more, another couple of thoughts. Russia and the rest of the world, in the article, unable to counter the superior U.S. military might, largely sat back and took this. But anger and resentment grew, for none of these wars were necessary or just. They were wars of choice, which the U.S. waged to protect what it saw as its economic and geopolitical interests, all the while dressing up its actions as humanitarian. As a rule, they claim these interventions are necessary to protect the target country's population from an oppressive, brutal, or dictatorial regime. While the Americans largely brought into such justifications the rest of the world grimaced and patient absurdity. Now, can we protest? Because there has been a lot of protest. Can we change? Can we alter what America is, what America is to do according to the Bible? No. What the Bible says America is going to do in the future, we cannot change. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 47 and in Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51, America is the hammer of the whole world. God is going to use this hammer or maul, sledgehammer, to destroy the nations. Because the world must see what we are. The world is going to suffer, and the people of the world are going to suffer. Billions of people are going to die because of this nation, what we are, not just through our military, but through diseases, through plagues, through transhumanist technology, through technology such as AI. This nation, nobody can destroy it. The people of America, we can revolt, we can try to vote these people out. We don't have time. The power, the wicked people. We don't have time. We're out of time. The vehicle that God chose to stop America in its hegemonic total globalization plan was Russia. So America was going to get the whole pie. I'll use that example. But according to the Bible, the United States will get just a piece of the pie. And that piece of the pie will be ruled by the coming Antichrist, the coming president of this country. That is the piece of the pie that Antichrist will rule over. The rest of the pie is going to join what I've been talking about, the multipolar world nations, the multipolar world family, the multipolar world economic instrument. This is what Antichrist is going to fight, or who the nations that Antichrist is going to come against. The whole world, and even the European nations, they would love to join this rebellion, but they can't. They won't. They know they are so tied into us financially and through occult systems. They don't have a way out. They're tied into the occult network. An occult network that will never let them out. These people, these monarchies in Europe, part of an occult network that they cannot leave. That's a part of it that we'll have to discuss in the future. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com or podcast Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
White Dove Healing Arts, after 33 years of service to the community of natural homeopathic liquid herbal formulas, invites you to call us for a spring health enhancement experience. Call 303-828-4439. First is a quantum biofeedback analysis via TeleMed. Next is a precise remedy personal recommendation protocol to prepare you for a happy, healthy spring and summer 2023. Call 303-828-4439 and speak to Patricia or Diane at our office in Lafayette, Colorado. White Dove Healing Arts.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort